For the first time since the British stormed it and burned it in 1812, the U.S. Capitol building was attacked and temporarily taken over this week. For the first time ever, we saw Confederate flags in the Capitol building. Some have been calling this a coup attempt. At the very least, you can call it a diet coup attempt. The intentions of the rioters were to overturn a formal count of electoral state votes, which would formally make Joe Biden president-elect Joe Biden. As of now, Joe Biden will assume the presidency on January 20th, 2021, ending 4 years under Donald Trump. Current President Donald Trump has been making accusations of a fraudulent election, and many of his supporters believe him. Up until now, there has been no verifiable proof of voter fraud. Donald Trump still lost the election by over 7 million votes. On January 2nd, 4 days before Trump's Save America March, he called Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, about the counting of the votes in Georgia, one of the surprise states that flipped to Biden, the Democratic Party, and had voter fraud allegations. Georgia is historically a conservative state. The phone call was angry. It was over an hour, and it was accusatory. Trump mentioned many unverifiable conspiracy theories, dead voters voting, out-of-state voters, do you think it's possible they shredded ballots, etc. Brad Raffensperger, Georgia's Secretary of State, repeatedly told Trump that the count in Georgia was accurate.
There's nothing wrong with saying that, you know, that you've recalculated.
Well, Mr. President, the challenge that you have is the data you have is wrong.
Conspiracy theories.
Now, do you think it's possible that they shredded ballots in Fulton County? Because that's what the rumor is. And also that Dominion took out machines. That Dominion is really moving fast to get rid of their machinery. Do you know anything about that? Because that's illegal.
This is Ryan, Germany. No, Dominion has not moved any machinery out of Fulton County. We're having
have they moved the inner parts of the machines and replaced them with other parts?
No.
You sure, Ryan?
I'm sure.
Trump threatening.
Well, under law, you're not allowed to give faulty election results, okay? You're not allowed to do that, and that's what you've done. This is a faulty election result. And honestly, this should go very fast. You should meet tomorrow because you have a big election coming up. And because of what you've done to the president, you know, the people of Georgia know that this was a scam. And because of what you've done to the president, a lot of people aren't going out to vote. And a lot of Republicans are going to vote negative because they hate what you did to the president, okay? They hate it. And they're going to vote. And if you would be respected, if really respected, if this thing could be straightened out before the election. You have a big election coming up on Tuesday.
Trump asked to find 11,780 votes.
So, look, all I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state.
After the call, Trump urged his supporters by tweet to arrive in Washington, D.C., Wednesday the 6th, for his Save America March. The sequence of events that day. By 11 a.m., thousands of protesters gathered for a Save America March, which Trump had been alluding to for the last few weeks. The goal of this march was to look into allegations of voter fraud more closely. Over 50 lawsuits have gone to the Supreme Court, controlled by conservatives, three of whom Trump has placed on the court. Most of them have been shot down or withdrawn, and no court has found even a single instance of fraud. Of at least 57 cases to have been filed in court, including some not directly involving Trump, but which could nonetheless affect his standing, at least 50 of those cases has been denied, dismissed, settled, or withdrawn. Trump has aggressively ramped up his allegations of election fraud in the weeks since his projected loss, tweeting dozens of debunked theories. Despite the Electoral College vote this week certifying Biden's victory, Trump has still not conceded. There has been no evidence of fraud. But if you were to ask an American on the streets, you might get a very different answer.
The videos are going viral everywhere. I've seen them on TikTok. I've seen them on Facebook. I've seen them on Fox News. I've seen them on the local news around my area.
I've seen too much pieces of different evidence so far that shows that at this point, I would be okay with a revote.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. when you have video footage of people taking bags of ballots and showing that they are for Donald Trump and lighting them on fire.
I helped write a fact check on CNN on that particular video. The election officials said that video has been going around for a few days. They are printout ballots. They're not real ballots.
So you use the information of the election officials.
Somebody like me comes along, tries to research it, tries to fact check it. And then I fact check it. You'll come back and say, well, the election officials would say that.
But wouldn't they, though? That's the thing, though. Question everything, right?
According to a Quinnipiac poll, in a deeply polarized nation, 60% of registered voters polled believe that Biden's victory was legitimate, but 34% do not. Trump gave his speech at 12 noon. He bluntly stated again and again voter fraud and how the election was stolen. He was greeted with chants of, Trump began speaking to cheers of, he proceeded to give an hour and 13-minute disconcerting speech, alluding to the far left, the fake news media, and bluntly stating the election was stolen.
All of us here today do not want to see our election victory stolen by emboldened radical left Democrats, which is what they're doing, and stolen by the fake news media. That's what they've done and what they're doing. We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's theft involved. Our country has had enough. We will not take it anymore. And that's what this is all about.
Next, he attacked the Supreme Court.
I'm not happy with the Supreme Court. They love to rule against me. I picked three people. I fought like hell for them. One in particular I fought. They all said, sir, cut him loose. He's killing us, senators. You know, very loyal senators. They're very loyal people. Sir, cut him loose. He's killing us, sir. Cut him loose, sir. I must have gotten half of the senators. I said, no, I can't do that. It's unfair to him and it's unfair to the family. He didn't do anything wrong. They're made up stories. They're all made up stories. He didn't do anything wrong. Cut him loose, sir. I said, no, I won't do that. We got him through. And you know what? They couldn't give a damn. They couldn't give a damn. Let them rule the right way. But it almost seems that they're all going out of their way to hurt all of us and to hurt our country.
Trump put three of the Supreme Court justices on the court, seemingly angry that they wouldn't return the favor to him, challenging our democracy for in favor of a mafia-style crime family. Next was the most disturbing part of the speech.
And after this, we're going to walk down and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down, anyone you want, but I think right here, we're going to walk down to the Capitol. And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women. And we're probably not going to be cheering so much for some of them.
The march on the Capitol then proceeded. Trump was not present among them, as he said he would be. Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt the show. I'm about to pull a Ben Shapiro on you. So I've been doing this podcast, and I would really appreciate it if you could subscribe to me on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or whatever you use. Thank you so much. Oh, and YouTube. Subscribe to me on YouTube, please. Oh, yeah, and comments. Please leave me positive comments. Thanks. Trump has been challenging, as he calls it, the fake news media since he's become president. Trump claims, quote, as far as I'm concerned, the fake news media is the single biggest problem we, the United States, have, end quote. Quote, to the honesty of our elections and the integrity of our glorious republic, all of us here today do not want to see our election victory stolen by emboldened radical left Democrats, which is what they are doing, and stolen by the fake news media. That's what they've done and what they are doing. We will never give up. We will never concede. You don't concede when there is a theft involved. Our country has had enough. We will not take it anymore, end quote. Trump's dark remarks were met with mass applause. Quote, take third world countries. Their elections are more honest than what we have been going through in this country, end quote. Over and over again, Trump challenged the validity of the election. Soon after President Donald Trump finished speaking to a crowd of his supporters in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, the crowd marched on the U.S. Capitol and stormed the building. As the crowd broke through police barricades and clashed with law enforcement, Congress was counting Electoral College votes and debating the first of several objections that the Republicans had planned. By 1 p.m., armed crowds gathered outside the Capitol building, and police were not prepared. Paul Gosar and Ted Cruz objected to Arizona's Electoral College votes for Biden.
We have seen, and no doubt will continue to see, a great deal of moralizing from both sides of the aisle. But I would urge to both sides perhaps a bit less certitude and a bit more recognition that we are gathered at a time when democracy is in crisis. Recent polling shows that 39% of Americans believe the election that just occurred, quote, was rigged. You may not agree with that assessment, but it is nonetheless a reality for nearly half the country. I would note it is not just Republicans who believe that. 31% of independents agree with that statement. 17% of Democrats believe the election was rigged.
Mitch McConnell bluntly confronted his Republican colleagues.
This election were overturned by mere allegations from the losing side, our democracy would enter a death spiral. We'd never see the whole nation accept an election again. Every 4 years would be a scramble for power at any cost.
By 1:45, Trump speechgoers started arriving, urged by him to enter the Capitol building. By 1:55, demonstrators started climbing the walls and scaffolding, violently confronting law enforcement. By 2:30, the protesters began smashing windows, and VP Mike Pence was taken away to a secure location. At 3:35 p.m., Mike Pence tweeted, quote, "The violence and destruction taking place at the U.S. Capitol must stop, and it must stop now. Anyone involved must respect law enforcement officers and immediately leave the building," end quote. And at the same time, quote, "Peaceful protest is the right of every American, but this attack on our Capitol will not be tolerated, and those involved will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law," end quote. By 4 p.m., Trump had said nothing. President-elect Biden called on Trump to stop the mob.
"At this hour, our democracy is under an unprecedented assault, unlike anything we've seen in modern times. I call on President Trump to go on national television now to fulfill his oath and defend the Constitution, and demand an end to this siege."
At 4:17, Trump released a video statement, again confirming there was fraud, but telling rioters to go home.
"I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel, but go home and go home in peace."
Over and over again, he hinted at voter fraud. Trump was eventually taken down from all social media sites. By 5, law enforcement had started to reclaim control of some parts of the Capitol grounds. Trump repeatedly refused to send in National Guard before finally agreeing. By 6 o'clock, the mayor of Washington, D.C. instituted a curfew. 14 were arrested by the police. Many people online began to complain about a double standard compared to how the BLM protesters were treated. More than 50 police officers were hurt at the pro-Trump riot at the Capitol building. It also killed 4. The deaths included a woman who was shot, another woman, and 2 men who died from medical emergencies, according to the police. That day, 12 senators planned to challenge Mr. Biden's electoral victory, which Trump praised in his speech. These people are Ted Cruz, Republican, Texas; Ron Johnson, Republican, Wisconsin; James Lankford, Republican, Oklahoma; Steve Daines, Republican, Montana; John Kennedy, Republican, Louisiana; Marsha Blackburn, Republican, Tennessee; Mike Braun, Republican, Indiana; Cynthia Loomis, Republican, Wyoming; Roger Marshall, Republican, Kansas; Bill Hagerty, Republican, Tennessee; Tommy Tuberville, Republican, Alabama. Josh Hawley, Republican, Missouri. What does all this mean, and what will happen in the future? There's a civil war going on in the Republican Party right now. It could lead to a future of Democratic victories. The Republican Party is divided between the Trumpian wing, who are appealing to a more populist ideal, generally white rural supporters who dislike political correctness, and on the culture war, they are opposed to Black Lives Matter and fear traditional American values are being overtaken by a fanatical left. They are generally followers of QAnon conspiracy theories. The traditionalists, like former presidential candidate Mitt Romney, who want to keep things the same and go back to being polished and well-spoken conservatives, back to the ideals of George Bush in the Reagan days. They are generally labeled as corrupt by Trump and his supporters, quote-unquote, the swamp, as he calls them. Many of them have been silent during Trump's time in office, including former Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, who for the first time since stepping down from office 2 years ago has spoken out against Trump's accusations as undemocratic. Quote, the outcome will not be changed, and it will only serve to undermine our faith in our system of government, our faith in our democracy, end quote. Paul Ryan tweeted. Vice President Mike Pence finds himself in a strange position. Pence has always been the most loyal follower of Donald Trump. Coming from a more traditionalist wing of the party, Pence has, or had, the support of Trump's wing, as well as the traditionalist wing. Mike Pence is a heavily religious man, who many people on the left tend to view as too far right for his views on homosexuality, or against homosexuality. During his time as VP, Mike Pence has remained completely clean, the polished version of Trump, earning him the respect of both wings. Trump, in his speech on Wednesday, called out Mike Pence over and over again.
And he looked at Mike Pence, and I hope Mike is going to do the right thing. I hope so. I hope so. Because if Mike Pence does the right thing, we win the election. All he has to do, this is from the number one, or certainly one of the top constitutional lawyers in our country. He has the absolute right to do it. We're supposed to protect our country, support our country, support our Constitution, and protect our Constitution. States want to revote. The states got defrauded. They were given false information. They voted on it. Now they want to recertify. They want it back. All Vice President Pence has to do is send it back to the states to recertify. And we become president, and you are the happiest people. And I just spoke to Mike. I said, Mike, that doesn't take courage. What takes courage is to do nothing. That takes courage. And then we're stuck with a president who lost the election by a lot, and we have to live with that for 4 more years.
There is no legality for Mike Pence to challenge the electoral count. Even if he had done so, it wouldn't change anything. Trump, before this event, was the projected winner by far of the 2024 Republican presidential election. He is predicted to dominate the Republican Party after leaving office. Points for the 2024 election. Trump is sitting at 54 points. Mike Pence follows behind him by far in second with 12 points. Next, Donald Trump Jr. with 8 points, followed by Ted Cruz. It will be interesting to see how the events of January 6th will affect the polls. Trump, after egging on the protesters, has since come out and condemned them.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
Giving a much more calm speech, where he conceded the election to Joe Biden.
Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power. To the citizens of our country, serving as your president has been the honor of my lifetime. And to all of my wonderful supporters, I know you are disappointed, but I also want you to know that our incredible journey is only just beginning. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Where do these accusations of voter fraud come from? A failed media that has lied us into wars and caused Americans to doubt the truth of anyone coming from the status quo. A failed government who, under previous administrations, became more and more polarized and unwilling to allow either side to make any changes, leading to more and more political anger on both sides. A corrupt government that has been unable to make changes to better ordinary lives due to the gridlock that paradoxically is what makes the USA so stable. And a corrupt government that only serves its own interests of the rich. QAnon and other websites like it that spread far-right conspiracy theories, some of which have partial truths, like the Jeffrey Epstein pedophile scandal. After hearing of these partial truths, many people dug deeper until they were consumed in the lies. President Trump's pathological lying. Trump has said everything to get elected and to keep people happy. He was going to drain the swamp. He filled the swamp with swamp water. Steve Mnuchin, who was one of the bankers responsible for the 2008 Great Recession, is Trump's Secretary of the Treasury. Trump, who has said he was going to end the wars. Trump has not ended any of the six wars the USA is currently involved in, but repeatedly says he is going to. His war on the media, which has caused his supporters to dislike the media even more and his detractors to hate Trump. The whole situation has been an attack on democracy. Although Trump only has 12 more days in office, after the events of January 6th, many people are urging the 25th Amendment to take place. The 25th Amendment in the United States Constitution says that if the president becomes unable to do his job, the vice president becomes the president. Many are claiming Trump to be mentally unfit to complete his term. America under Biden. Things aren't going to heal under Joe Biden. They are only going to stabilize. As former president candidate Andrew Yang used to say, quote, "We need to fix the problems that got Trump elected to office," end quote. Joe Biden isn't that. He's a centrist who was going to follow the same patterns as former Democratic presidents Barack Obama, who he served as VP under, or Bill Clinton. The positive thing is Joe Biden now controls the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Possibly this can change the never-ending gridlock. What are the problems? A culture far too concerned with materialism and money rather than happiness. The military-industrial complex, which needs to be demolished. Corporatism, that has created a society where a regularly repeated phrase about universal health care is, quote, "Who's going to pay for it?" end quote. Slovenia, Turkey, the Isle of Man have managed to do it. A society brainwashed by the government. People need to look outside of the USA. American exceptionalism. The idea that we are better than other countries, we are special. We need to appreciate America for the beautiful country that it is, but we need to stop thinking that we're better, because this is what is blinding us from other countries and what they have done that is better than what we have done. Take Germany, for example, a society that is great, not perfect. American exceptionalism blinds us from observing what Germany has done right and copying it to make our society better. Universal healthcare. Germany is ranked 5th, and all citizens have free access to healthcare, compared to the USA ranked 15th, and only available to citizens at a sharp cost. Americans generally pay 4 times more for drugs than Germans. American exceptionalism blinds us from believing we make mistakes. It tricks us into thinking our military is perfect. It makes us no better than Trump's fanatical supporters who storm Capitol building, or in North Korea, the people who believe that Kim Jong-un doesn't defecate because he doesn't make mistakes, because he's perfect. What is a failed state? The definition of a failed state is a state whose political or economic system has become so weak that the government is no longer in control. When we think of failed states, we often think of places like Somalia, Afghanistan, or Yemen, poor African and Asian countries that have had such a complete breakdown in their government that effectively armed strongmen and warlords are running down the country with very little challenges to power. What about the most stable country in the world, the USA? In a country racked with a pandemic, in a country divided along political lines, even to the point of violence erupting. To me, the most important thing for our country is its sense of itself. Viewing your fellow citizens as the same as you. When you have a breakdown to where it's us versus them, then the country is on its way to a failed state status.